Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
weeing in the shower.
Yep. Sure can.
Absolutely. You're in one of those shower radios. You've got one of those, don't you? Or used to?
Shower radio? I just have my phone in the shower.
That's true. I used to have a shower radio, a little blue one.
When I was a kid, yeah. It used to be white and it had a blue bottom.
Oh.
Ooh, blue bottom.
The reason I say it looked like a Head and Shoulders bottle. You know, they got the white and the blue.
Yeah. Huh. Upside down Head and Shoulders.
If you mix those up.
Well, there's no liquid in the radio. If there is, this serious issue.
There's no radio in the Head and Shoulders. How would I mix?
What am I trying to
bang the speaker?
It's run out again.
Squeeze it out on your hand.
It's run out. Oh. The Head and Shoulders has run out. Jimmy comes out with batteries in his hair.
What happened?
Brings out the blonde.
Oh no! I've used the speaker again.
Classic Jimmy.
Oh, I didn't think we could get worse than Grace's Questacon science gear, but mixing them up.
Mixing up.
And you thought it was funny too.
Battery-powered radio.
Mix them up.
Yeah, it's just a classic joke.
Bottle of shampoo.
Our boss, Sweet Chili Philly, has a radio shower. And it's a bit unsettling.
Radio?
We've never chatted about it.
Yeah, radio shower. A radio shower.
There's a shower in the radio station.
That would hurt if they came down on you showered in radio, wouldn't it?
Don't mix them up.
Bang! Well, that was a ham. Hit me on the head.
No, is there a ham in the radio
shower? He said it to us.
A ham radio.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
Let me tell us.
You've also got spinach in your teeth, and you always get up Jimmy for that. So, sorry, Jim. You go, mate.
Do you think it's weird when our boss Phil goes... So when I was listening to you guys in the shower this morning, because then all
so
I can
weird.
Think about is him showering
with his,
naked.
Yeah, I know.
And then I can't listen to anything he says, because now I'm trying not to think of him naked. Yeah. And he goes, anyway, and I go, oh, God.
You know what's bad? Now I'm thinking of him naked.
Okay, here's a fun thing, right?
Yeah.
Think of Phil naked in the shower.
No.
It's too late. I already am. I'm there.
But are you like me? When I do that, I picture him showing with his glasses on.
Yeah,
because I've never seen him with the glasses off.
So I'm like, you see a picture of it, he's naked with glasses.
I wonder if he does. Does he? Go get him, Grace. Go get him. I'd love to know if he showers with his glasses on or not.
Well, I wear glasses.
Do you? You take yours off all the time.
Mm.
I always see you with yours off. Remember that time where you tried to go with contact lenses? Mm. Oh, and you were scratching your eyes.
I lost my glasses that time, remember, because I walked into the shower with my glasses on. Because sometimes I forget that I'm wearing them.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I took them off and put them on the shower shelf, which I never do. So when I got out and dried myself, I didn't know where my glasses were, and I never looked in the shower because I'm like, well, they're never in the shower.
Yeah. Are they waterproof? They can get water.
Yeah. Sometimes I like run water over my glasses just to then use a towel to dry them.
Here we go. Podcast exclusive. Please welcome the boss man, Sweet Chili Philly.
Wow, I feel privileged.
Now, if this goes well, it may make the show next week. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like to hear the full chat, download the listener app. You know,
yeah, figure it out, yeah.
We were just chatting about you showering naked.
Yeah.
Do you normally wear clothes in the shower?
I'm assuming Grace didn't give you the heads up.
No, she
said, can you come and talk to the boys? Here we go.
No, because you're like me, Phil. You have glasses, right?
Correct.
And so when, you know, people don't see us without our glasses, so they just imagine that we wear them all the time.
24/7.
Yes. Yeah. So the question that the team wants to ask is, do you wear your glasses in the shower?
No.
You don't?
No.
How can you read the shampoo and conditioner and tell them apart?
I have different coloured lids. One's got a gold lid and one's got a white lid.
Okay,
there you go. He had the answer ready, didn't he? Mm. Yeah, genius.
And, like, we're not blind.
I am kind of.
Philly, you've got toothpaste in your hair again.
Have you ever walked in with them on and forgot you're wearing them? I've done that.
No, not really.
Oh. Mm.
Sorry, I'd love to say I'll back you up on that, Jimmy, but no.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm the idiot.
Yeah.
How does this keep happening? Made it to the end of the week, and if I can, I just want to chat about our socials, at Jimmy and Nate.
Oh, head there, check it out, guys.
Because yesterday, producer Grace, who joins in the studio right now, you found an old photo shoot we did.
Yes, and there's some very questionable photos in the photo shoot.
So dug through the archives, had a viewing yesterday in the office, didn't
you? We did. Distracted everyone for 2 hours.
Everyone loved it, though.
Yes.
Now, I want to say, you can head to our Instagram, at Jimmy and Nate. Producer Grace, you know, we've got to change the logins, Nate.
I'll change the password.
She's in there. Now, you can see it. Grace was busy yesterday on Photoshop at work. But the poses that Nathan and I were doing, I'll go through mine first. Now, I've taken my glasses.
Just quickly, in our defence, the photographer a few years ago, he was telling us to do these.
Yeah, look, in your defence, I've done photo shoots as well. The photographers do give you fun little poses to do, and you kind of have to do them.
And they're the ones they never use.
Yes.
They never use them.
I don't know why we do. Because, you start with the classic, stand there, smile, arms folded, arms by your side, smiling,
and they're
laughing.
The ones they use.
Yeah, and then they go, now let's do some fun ones.
Let's do some jumping ones.
Silly ones.
I never get the jumping ones.
Why are we jumping? And I'm sweating standing there. You're going to make me jump. My heart rate will go through the roof.
So they do a fun one. So he was like, I'll talk about mine first and then you can talk about yours. He's like, let's do a sexy one. So he's like, take it. So there's a few where my glasses are just down on my nose.
Yeah.
He's like, just pull your glasses down a little bit. And I'm like, I'd never do this. Yeah. This would never be something. Because that's the thing. These are the photos that go on the buses and the billboards. I'd never do this. This is never a pose.
Fun thing for you, and sometimes I wish, you have a prop. You know what I mean? For photographers to use. I know you need them to see, but still operate
thanks,
as a...
Thanks, call my glasses. You've got a fun prop. See, it's so fun having glasses.
I don't have a prop. You know what I mean? So I have to get more creative.
So he ends up asking me to... I remember, he's like, take your glasses off, and he's like, and bite them.
Bite them real hard.
And I'm like, what? So I do it. So I bite them, and then he's like... and then I remember as well, he's like, put your hands in your pockets. And be like, "Err." So that photo, then Grace has photoshopped into a... what is now a promo for The Bachelor.
Yes.
And then, Nath, your photo, he asked you to...
Well, similar thing. I didn't have glasses to bite on. I mean, I did say, Jim, can I bite your glasses? But it wouldn't make sense. So he just said, give me some animal stuff. Give me some tiger. Give me some crouching tiger. Give me a roar. Give me a roar.
I believe at one stage he's like, you're a sexy tiger.
Yeah, dude, give me a... Do the roar. Roar. Do the roar. I was trying to... And he was like, more. Show me teeth. And so that ended up being one of the photo. That is now a I'm a celebrity, get me out of here billboard looking photo that has been photoshopped by our very own producer, Grace.
Yeah, I'm great on the Photoshop, actually.
Yeah, on the ones and twos, mate. Yeah. Well done.
So if you do want to see that, it's been very popular. At Jimmy and Nath on Instagram to see producer Grace's photo. You've got us an absolute beauty.
Yeah. Stitched us up. Absolute Gracie Stitchy. We're going to have to get you back.
Gracie Stitchies. Yeah. Maybe they become a thing.
Absolutely.
We're going to get you back.
They've been sharing Tasmania's scenery, wildlife and produce since 1999.
Mm.
They provide cruises around Bruny Island, the Tasman Peninsula, Wineglass Bay. I was lucky enough to jump on one during the Great Eastern Wine Week and get a tour from the great man himself. Please welcome from Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, it's Rob Pennycott.
Rob, welcome.
What an introduction, guys. Thank you so much. Well, hi, Jimmy and Nate.
Well, Rob, if anyone deserves this introduction, it's you, mate. We've seen the boats. I mean, Jimmy has been in one, but I've seen them. I've seen them floating around, not just off anchor or anything, but driving around.
Probably, go down to the water, mate. One's gone away.
Rob's just gone, oh, shit, one's off the anchor. No, Rob, I've seen them driving around. This is awesome, mate. Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, can you tell us all about it?
Yeah, sure. Look, we've been going, like you said, since 1999. We're privileged to showcase the southeast corner of Tasmania, showing the highest sea cliffs, caves, blowholes, and sharing it with the locals, which is thousands of seals, dolphins, and whales this time of the year, and also a lot of seabirds, and taking people on a really good journey.
Rob, you got to admit, we're pretty lucky with the Tassie coastline and the things you're able to display whilst you're on these journeys, aren't we?
We certainly are. It's a real privilege, like I said, and, you know, taking people, you know, in and out of their comfort zone to see something they don't normally see. They take away every day something pretty special.
Rob, can I ask you, I mean, I was lucky enough. Thanks for having us. It was so much fun. And just quickly, actually, the thing that I love, seeing it, the boat, that was great, but the staff as well. Like, everyone on there, including your son Noah, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. You must be pretty stoked with everyone that works there.
Yeah, I'm certainly glad he's not more like the milkman than me. And without my staff, I'd be nothing. And being able to expand into different areas where I used to skipper every trip at Bruny, having just wonderful staff both in and off the boat, and you know, it allows you to, you know, get a bit bigger. And you know, they're just lovely people, and have great respect for all of them.
Yeah, well, that's what I guess I wanted to mention, Rob. Like, yeah, it's such a great time. And look, apologies, hadn't been out there. Nace chomping at the bit. Mm. He was watching on the socials. He can't wait to get out there. I mentioned to you when I saw you potentially doing the show from there, but I guess what would your message be, Rob, to people listening to the show who potentially haven't been on one of your tours yet? What's the go-to tour? What should people come and do?
Yeah, look, what we've got in Tasmania is just such incredible incredible scenery, incredible experiences. They're world class. And at the moment, we've got the whales just starting to come down the east coast of Tasmania, heading for the Southern Ocean. And we got 8 whales yesterday at One Glass Bay.
Wow.
Cruises and Tasman Island Cruises. Bruni gets about half the number of whales, but in a couple of weeks, equivalent to the last year, we were seeing about 30 to 100 every day. And so if that happens, for some reason the highway stalled here because there was a lot of food, and if that happens again this year, you've got a spectacle that you probably wouldn't see anywhere else in the world. Ring us and just check that we're seeing them every day for the last week or two, and then if that is the case, the odds are, you know, your guests, my guests, will see them. And it's something, the scenery doesn't run away, but those whales, dolphins and seals are something out of this world.
Rob, are the whales, are they breaching and everything?
Yeah, look, they are breaching. They're coming down with their young. There was a pod seen about 3 days ago off Eden of about 500, and they will be heading south. They will get to us, I would say, in the next week or so. And we see them breaching, tail slapping, occasionally just a blow. But yesterday, I know one of our boats had lunch for an hour and had one humpback that didn't leave it alone for the whole lunchtime.
Wow.
And, but we get the southern rights as well. And one day last week, we got the sei whales, which are a huge whale. And we got the orcas last week as well. You never know. Things have tails and may not be there, but we're really having a good time at the moment.
Well, Rob, that sounds absolute. Oh, my voice is going. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You just know it's emotional. You're excited to have Rob on the show.
Yeah.
Rob, would you have us
don't
on the boat?
Don't smoke on the boat, yes. Obviously.
Rob, would you? I mean, I mentioned it to you. Would you have us on the show? Could we potentially try and line something up where we do the show from one of the boats, maybe heading out to Bruni or something?
Yeah, would love to. Yep. Just you give us a buzz and we'll organise that, and I'll do my best to skipper it, and we'll go out searching for the bounty.
Amazing. Well, Rob from Pennycott Tours, Pennycott Wilderness Journeys, we can't thank you enough for being on the show. You're a good man, and we can't wait to get on the boat again, okay?
And thank you, guys. Top guys.
An everyday person who answered the call and stood above the rest by saying something outrageous on the radio. It's Jimmy and Nate's Caller of the Week!
Who's that?
That's cow.
Spooky cow.
Remember we were on the golf course the other day and we heard those cows in the distance?
Yeah.
And they're like... Do you want to hear a cow walking past the microphone?
You want to hear a cow running past the microphone?
Yeah, go... Oh, it's fast cow.
Now you got a fast cow.
Do you want to hear a quiet cow?
Yeah.
Who was that?
You want to hear a cow on a jet?
Yeah. Grace, you do a cow. What kind of cow have you got?
All right, a cow that's jumping. Bling.
Bling? What is that?
You're still making cow noise.
Went with Yoshi, did you?
Bling.
Bling.
All right, let's find out this week's nominees.
And it seems Nate had spent the whole 2 weeks wondering about this particular thing.
One thing that I've been noticing a lot lately is how many keys people have on their keychains. Like, you've only, how many keys have you got?
One key.
Yeah, just a single key.
Well, I mean, I have my car key.
Mm.
I have my house key.
Okay, two keys.
Well, I mean, your car key's not really a key, though, is it?
Well, no, it is. It's called a car key.
But I never use the key feature.
You don't use the key feature.
Because you've got an unlock.
Wait, don't you have to, how do you start your car? Don't you put it in?
So right.
What do you mean?
Use that key. It's been a long 2 weeks.
I've forgotten how keys work.
No, but I don't use it to get into the car.
No, you don't.
I don't open a door. I start the car.
You still use the key?
Yeah, but it's different.
But you still use the key.
Not to get in the car, don't you?
But you could.
I could.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, well, okay. What is a key?
Shut up.
No, because I've got my anytime fitness.
Well, that's called a key fob. Is a key fob, I mean, producer Grace, is a key fob a key?
I'm going to say yes and no.
Yeah, right.
Tom, okay. Thanks. Thanks.
What would be so cryptic?
Get off the fence. Is a key? Yes and no.
It unlocks things, but it's not. Yeah.
Paige from Dodgers Ferry. Paige, how many keys have you got? And also, do you have a mystery key?
Well, I only have two, but my husband, he has so many, I can't even count. He's got like 5 shed keys, he's got 3 cars, he's got a motorbike.
Jesus.
And they're all on the same chain, the same thing?
Yep.
Yeah. Did you say he's got 5 shed keys?
Yeah, we've got like 2 garden sheds, then we've got a big shed with a roller door and then another door, and it's just too confusing.
Is it a dropper?
Must be nice. Paige's house.
5 sheds. Jeez, get lost on the estate in Dodgers Ferry.
Give your keys to the driver.
Just parked in front of the garage. In my shed, I see 50 million keys. My shed.
But they weren't convinced that his accent was real.
Seamus from Signet. Hello, Seamus. How are you?
Top of the morning to you, lads.
Seamus, I'm getting the feeling that your accent is fake. Is it fake or are you really Irish?
No, it's you Aussie guys. You're trying to get to the top like Aussie guys.
You were so close.
You just lost you it lost there, Seamus. Whereabouts in Ireland are you from, Seamus?
I'm from a little place just outside Dublin called Tralee.
Tralee. Okay. So when did you move over to Australia?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
Still got the accent coming in thick.
I do. Guys are trying to get me to speak Aussie. It's very hard accent to pick up.
Can you have a crack at doing an Aussie accent?
Oh.
Yeah, g'day, mate. How you going?
So who's at this party, Seamus?
We got great-grandfather, we got a couple of grandmothers, we've got a couple of the young fellas.
Everyone there likes pies, Seamus?
Oh, yes, and the grandmother said she might do you a nice pulled pork bun.
Oh, I love pulled pork.
Pulled pork bun. Is that an Irish delicacy?
Oh, it's something she picked up over here, I don't know. It's like the flu.
Like the flu? A few Guinnesses this morning, Seamus?
Oh, I'd love to.
We're going to be out this Saturday delivering hot pies. We've invited a friend of ours, Alan Christensen, who's going to be wearing his Geelong Lions jersey because he played for him. Nathan, I realise they're not our teams. We don't have Guernseys.
No.
But we'd love to have some and support either the D's or the Dogs. So we've just thrown out 1360. There's some Guernseys out there that we can borrow for the weekend.
Yeah. Tony from Sorrell, what team do you support?
The D's.
So you got a D's jersey for us?
Yeah, I've got one each if you want. You don't have to talk about the Bulldogs.
Okay. I mean, if you had to pick Jimmy or Nath to support the D's, who do you want?
Who do you want to wear one of your Guernseys, Tone?
We'll go with Jimmy.
Okay. Thank you very much. There you go. You're done and dusted.
I'm supporting the D's.
All right, let's go to Steve from Rosetta. G'day, Steve. How are you?
Not too bad, boys.
Steve, I'm hoping you're a Bulldogs supporter.
I sure am.
Right. Do you have a Bulldogs Guernsey that you're happy for me, Nath, to wear?
Sure do.
Steve, I mean, you know, we asked earlier to Tony, you know, who did you want? Did you want Nath wearing the Dogs jersey?
I'll go Jimmy.
Yeah. Okay. I'll go topless on the weekend. Now Nate's begging you for Guernseys, but you gave them all to Jimmy. Great caliber once again. Great callers.
Apologies there, our audio guy, MP3. I don't think you finished that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
Bit
of silence.
So,
unless you just wanted it to really sink in. So sit amongst that for about 5-6 seconds. I thought we were going to go off air.
Yeah, how did you like that? Was that good?
Yeah.
Jimmy and Nathan. apologies there. Look, there can only be one winner, and our cow for this week is Paige from Dodgers Ferry.
Paige, congratulations.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Paige. Well done.
Were you listening to that, Paige?
Yes.
Did it sound a bit weird when it just sort of stopped?
No.
Okay. Oh, there you go. You're back. Sweet. There you go.
Love that.
Are you listening from one of your 95 sheds, Paige?
Oh, I'm actually just cracking up.
Now, just a reminder, Paige, you did tell us that your hubby has got about 10 different keys on his key ring, including those to your sheds. Confirming, you've got more than 5 sheds or 5 sheds?
Well, he's got 3 sheds, but he's got about 5 keys all up for the sheds.
Three sheds.
Maybe you shouldn't be near winner. Life's all right for Paige.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think you're going all right. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I mean, Paige, you've won yourself an exclusive pair of Jimmy and Nath custom-made budgie smuglets. Do you have any swimming attire going around at the moment?
I think my husband will have that one.
Oh, well, he can have the budgie smugglers. The smuglets are the one piece. Would you like the smuglets or the smuggler?
Oh, wow.
It's up to you. It's up to you, Paige. It sounds like your hubby's got enough.
Yeah, go to Smuglets.
Yeah, well, they are all yours, Paige. Congratulations.
We're moving into, you know, the warmer time of the
Absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Perfect time.
And also, Paige, not that you need it because I think you're doing all right with your sheds, but I'm going to give you $100 to spend at Seagrass Long Point. How does that sound?
Awesome. Thank you.
That is all yours. Open for dinner Thursday to Saturday nights on the beach at Sandy Bay. Beautiful out
there. Love it there.
Absolutely right. Stunning. Congratulations, Paige.
You deserve it, Paige.
You really do. Now, Paige, what we do need you to do, I don't know if you know this, but if you are a caller of the week, if you are a cow, which you are, in fact, we do need you to moo us out. Would that be okay?
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
We need a big one. We need a long one.
Yeah, but what about the moo?
Good one.
Good, thanks.
I tried to get my kids to do it, but they won't.
Oh, no. Kit, you've got to do it. Sorry,
if you don't do it, we'll take the $100 back.
Mm. Okay.
And also, if we like it, in the same vein as the Call of the Week package has just played, we'll be silent for about 5 seconds before you'll hear anything, okay?
Okay.
All right, Paige, when you're ready, go ahead, give us your moo.
Moo!
Very good.
Jimmy and Nath, Hobart's hit 100.9. Alpha Bucks Millionaire!
Alpha Bucks! Yeah, that's right. $1 million guaranteed. Somebody's going to win that. A listener of Hit will win that. We can guarantee it. And if you want to be a part of it, download the listener app. That's for free. That's Listener Without an E. Search for your boys, Jimmy Nath. Our podcast is there, which is beautiful. You can listen to that whenever you want, wherever you want. It does not matter. That's the beauty of the listener app. And then, of course, you fill out the competition entry form, which takes less than a minute. And then we call you. You play for $1,000. You win that. We send you over to Carrie and Tommy for $1 million a day, where somebody's going to win $1 million just by playing Alpha Bucks, Jim. Very simple.
Someone's going to get $1 million. That's crazy.
This morning, playing from Lutana. Hello, Cindy. How are you?
Morning, guys. I'm good, thank you. Bit nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Don't be nervous. We're just regular people, Cindy.
Cindy, just
like everyone else.
Picture us in our underwear.
It's actually not hard to do because we upload photos in our budgie smugglers.
I know.
It's pretty
Neither
much
all
it.
The time.
Yeah, we'll give you a moment then, Cindy. You got it? You got the image?
Yeah. And now, thanks.
Can I give you...
sorry about that then.
Can I give you a little hint, a little tip, Cindy?
Yes, please.
You see,
she said it. She's very unsure. She's like, I'll be right, Jim. I'll be right.
You can say no.
No, yes, please.
Oh, you're just saying you're nervous. I think a good thing to do is pass if you don't know something. A lot of people tend to spend too much time thinking over an answer. So that's just that's my little tip for you.
Thanks, I'll all try. Right.
Cindy, what I'm going to do, I'm going to kill the music. Take a big breath for me, Cindy. Without the laugh at the end because you're going to waste the breath. One more. Okay, I reckon we're ready. Mm. All right, Cindy, today your letter is Y, as in Y for Yas. Yas, Cindy, you can do it. Okay, your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Cindy, from Lutana, are you ready to play?
I think so.
All right, Cindy. Very wishy-washy with your answer, Cindy.
She's got no idea.
All right, your first question, beginning with Y. Name a music artist.
Pass.
A Coldplay song.
Yellow.
A chocolate.
Pass.
A game.
Yahtzee.
A US baseball team.
Pass.
A girl's name.
Yessie.
Something round.
Pass.
Justin Bieber song.
Pass.
An animal.
Pass.
An ingredient to bake bread.
Yeast.
Music artist.
Pass.
A chocolate. US baseball team. I mean, you certainly passed, didn't you?
Yeah.
You listened to the tip, which is good.
Which
That's
is
what we wanted.
Good, because you got through all the questions and you got to have a couple of cracks at it.
It's the best way to play it.
Yeah.
It's the best way to play it. So well done to you, Cindy. And because of that, I'm going to give you $50. $50.
Thank you.
All thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. That is all yours, Cindy.
Thanks very much, guys.
Do you want to know some of the answers or you just couldn't care now?
Yeah, no, give me some, because why was really tricky.
It was. A music artist. What did you say, Nath? We were playing with you off air.
I said Yolanda Be Cool.
Yolanda Be Cool, yeah, that's a good one.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, no. I've got
neither do I. I've just heard the name.
I've got Young Blood or Young Thug in front of me, which is that's a hard one. A chocolate, we had Yowie. You know the little chocolates, the Yowie chocolates?
You get the toy.
Baseball game, we got the Yankees.
That's chipping my tongue.
Yeah, a Justin Bieber song. I mean, you have to be a Bieber fan, but Yummy. An animal, Yak.
Yeah.
Yak.
Oh, yeah.
It is hard. Yaks. Why is hard? And then the other one was something round and a yo-yo. Yo-yo's round.
Round yo-yo.
Oh, my goodness.
It was hard, Sydney. Don't beat yourself up. Yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. That's why you're getting $50. I also liked when you asked her if she wanted to hear the answers. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should give people the option. Because some people might be like, no, I don't want to know. Yeah. It'll make it worse.
Yeah. And some people would like to
stew on it too. So
yeah, don't stew, Cindy, don't stew on it.
Don't stew on it.
Go into the weekend. You know, you got $50 next to my estate. Just treat yourself and put your feet up.
Yeah, awesome. Hopefully I see you guys tomorrow. Hopefully you might call in to where we are.
Ooh, are you having a party tomorrow, are you?
We are.
Whereabouts?
We're in Chiggle, so we've got a 23rd birthday happening, plus obviously the grand final.
I like that. Okay, 23rd. Okay. How many people was it, Cindy?
I think there's maybe about 20 or so, maybe a few more.
And you've registered that, Cindy?
My partner Dale has, yes.
Okay, all right. Sick, Dale. Well, good party dear from Dale. Dale. I know, all right.
Well, Cindy, yeah. we might see you tomorrow then.
Hopefully.
Good on you, Cindy. Well played. Okay.
Nath, Hobart was Australia's third hottest capital city on Wednesday.
Wow. That's huge.
Hot.
Feeling bloody, where's my hot?
Feeling hot.
Yeah, we'll have to do it live. Feeling hot. It's gone.
It's gone.
Oh, yeah, we can do
you
it.
You going to say it with me?
Yeah, oh, I'm just more concerned that my thing's gone. Here it is. Got it. Say the line again.
Hobart was Australia's third hottest capital city on Wednesday. Yeah, reaching a top of 22 degrees, and it looks like we have tops of 11 degrees today.
Oh.
Yeah, no, half that. Quick math. And the Bureau of Meteorology has issued a severe weather warning for today and snow! This afternoon!
Savo snow.
Yeah, this afternoon snow.
Savo snow. Have you guys heard that there's a bit of snow, Savo?
Oh, Cobba. Yeah, a bit of Savo snow.
Savo snow.
Yeah.
Roll around up snow cone, Savo snow.
We got a few Freddy Froths and watch for
Savo. Oh, Freddy Froths, Savo snow. Don't even need the ice, it'll be outside. Hop
the
cup up.
Put the beer. Just put the beers in the air. Bit of Savo snow.
I got so much snow.
Oh, yes, we'd be over here. It's been so much snow.
I don't bloody need to freeze, mate.
Yeah.
We'll just have so much snow.
Yeah, just come out for a
Producer Grace is going to obviously come and stop this pretty quickly.
Just want a couple of beers and have a so much snow.
I want some so much snow, do you?
Well, no, mate, I can't because there's so much snow. I can't have very much.
Well, the thing is, because it's going to be cold outside, I just hold the beer up and so much snow.
Oh, you got hot beer or cold beer?
I got cold beer.
Oh, it's for a so much snow.
Savo snow.
You
is
do
what I'm saying. Have you got a Savo snow?
Savo snow.
Yeah.
No. Come over for a rosé and we can put it into the air.
Chilled rosé for the Savo snow.
See? Covering all bases.
It works.
Bit of Savo snow.
So it's supposed to be some big gusts this morning of over 100 kilometres per hour. And that's bringing in this cold front. And we're getting our snow down to around 100 metres.
Wow.
This afternoon. So we should see...
Oh, this afternoon. You're kidding.
Savo snow.
Are you talking about Savo snow?
I reckon it's happening.
Bring the Esky round. Don't worry about the ice because we're getting some Savo snow.
Can you ask somebody if they should get back ice?
I don't need to, mate. Savo snow.
Savo snow. Imagine anyone turning on our radio show for the first time.
I reckon we've just started a new term called Savo snow.
Savo snow.
Yeah.
You can watch the mountain this afternoon and there will be Savo snow.
Because how many places in the world are you going to get some Savo snow?
You're going to be able to sit somewhere and watch the snow fall this afternoon.
I can tell you what, the mainland won't be getting any Savo snow. Will they?
I could hear you chew it.
Just Savo snow.
Savo snow.
Savo snow.
Oh, Savo snow.
Ah. 131060 if you're going to start using Savo Snow. Jim, a doctor on TikTok. Already know it's heading the wrong way. Has come out in a video and said that weeing in the shower could be bad for your bits. Weeing in the shower could be bad for your bits, allegedly. The video claims that weeing in the shower could create an association between running water and weeing, which essentially could create incontinence for both men and women who may hear water and therefore need to wee. So it's essentially training your bits in the wrong way.
It's like a Pavlov's dog situation.
I didn't think we'd get there, but yes, correct.
There has been so much on this show this morning.
My holidays, I was Googling Pavlov. Not a very nice man.
No, I can't imagine. Well, he was experimenting on dogs.
Yeah, like proper experimenting on dogs. Yeah, so, I thought he just rang a little bell and some dogs salivated. Not the case.
No. He would have done some deep experimentation.
You are fun on holidays. This is why we don't hang out. Can I ask how that came up?
I think I did some kind of
thing. Diana left.
Diana was talking about something and I went, oh, it's like Pavlov's dogs. And she was like, why do you keep bringing Pavlov's dogs up?
You love shoehorning in Pavlov's dogs to any opportunity. But in this particular scenario, yes, you're right. Pavlov's dogs.
So the idea is you hear running water and then you want to wee because you wee in the shower.
Absolutely. And she also said that it could cause issues for women because they're not designed to stand up weeing. This is what this doctor said.
could call God.
Yeah.
Whoa, bro, what have you done?
It's not what we're designed for. And could interrupt the natural bodily flow of their body and impact the pelvic floor.
I think it's fine.
You got a scientific part of history to...
When you bushwee, you...
Well, you squat when you bushwee.
Yeah, you squat. Well, you don't just stand up and pee on a tree.
No.
It must be nice if you could do that, but no, I don't personally do that.
Yeah. Mm. So you squat. Do you squat in the shower?
Mm. No.
You just stand there and
stand up.
Yeah, surely you don't need to squat. Well, this is the thing. We surveyed the office yesterday, and I couldn't believe it because I just thought everybody weed in the shower. I just thought that was a normal thing. I wee in the shower. Jim, you wee in the shower. Grace, you wee in the shower.
Yeah.
Everyone in this team, shower weers. I think that's the norm. But then a few people in the office put their head up and go, no, I never wee in the shower. And we were baffled by this.
I don't believe them.
I don't believe them either.
I don't believe them at all. But they're passionately against it.
They could not be regular shower weers,
but
I don't believe that they never do it. I'm sure every now and then they just really need to go. They're in there and
just rip one out.
What are they going to?
Well,
rip one out.
Sort of fart.
Well, if you push hard enough.
A couple of people said, well, they were like, well, my toilet's right next to my shower, so it's like just as convenient. And I was like, it's not just because you've got to get out, you've got to dry, you've got to sit down, and then you make the toilet seat wet, and it's just like, oh.
Absolutely. Yeah. It really. So the question we're asking is 131060, which I don't believe anybody will call. Do you never wee in the shower? Do you not wee in the shower? I'm not saying you've never done it before, because as a kid, you
wee. Because as a kid,
But
kid, you wee everywhere.
If you do not, you know what? Give us a call if you don't regularly wee in the shower. If you're somebody who will get out of the shower, dry themselves, and then go to the toilet. I don't believe there's that many people doing it. The few people in the office, quite a few. It was almost split down the middle, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, of people saying, look, people, come on, can't believe this. Sean Mendes, Hobart's Hit 100.9. You up with Jimmy Nath? It's so gracious, buzz through. Yeah. Something real strange.
There's a lot on this show.
Just ask the question, 131060. Do you never wee in the shower? This is after a doctor has come out and said that weeing in the shower is allegedly bad for you. Don't believe it. Everyone on this show, Jimmy Nath, producer Grace, we're all shower weers. And I'm not ashamed of it. I feel like the majority of people, if not pretty much everybody, wees in the shower. And if you don't, you're lying.
I will say... Sorry.
No, you say... Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were...
Oh, I did my bit. No. You go.
I thought you were grabbing the mic to
tag in.
I thought you were doing like a... And you know what?
Oh, you just broke yours
broke
too.
My microphone. Mm.
Yeah, that's why we can't be aggressive on this show.
Put it back together, mate. Oh, geez, what's going on there? Someone opened a window.
So what I'm... So what I'm saying is, I'm not going into the shower to wee, but if I'm in the shower and I need to wee, then I need to wee.
Mm. Well, Producer Grace, you admitted something yesterday if somebody was using the toilet.
I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, if my partner is using the toilet and I don't have anywhere else to go, sometimes I'll get in the shower just to wee.
Now, that's a bit gross.
That's a bit weird. There's no running water.
Yes.
Squatting in the shower. Yeah.
And then you said you leave it there.
No, I don't. I don't have a plug for my shower anyway. It just goes down the drain. Mm.
Gross. I regret this now.
So we're asking the question, 131060, do you never wee in the shower? People are on the phones, but I don't believe it. Yeah. Jeff from Sanford. Jeff, are you calling because you never wee in the shower?
No.
Okay, what are you calling for, Jeff?
I always wee in the shower.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Absolutely. So do we.
Jeff, everyone does, don't they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone does.
Now,
yeah.
Jeff, if you were to meet somebody who claimed that they never wee in the shower...
Liar.
Absolutely, yes?
You didn't even get...
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
You didn't even get the question out. You went, Jeff said he's like that.
Well, Jeff's on the same page as
Jeff,
us.
Jeff, everyone you know, do they wee in the shower?
They all wee in the shower.
Yeah, 100%. And it's not something to be ashamed of. It's the same thing. The water goes down the drain. Yes, Jeff?
Yeah, but it's got to be raining. Grace is weird.
I mean, he's got a point. He's got a point. And just
Sicko.
Leave it in there.
Just squat in the shower, not running, and
just
wee.
Leave it there. That's a whole different thing.
Feet have got wee on them.
Yeah. Oh, wee feet.
Feet. Hello.
Joe from Otago. Hey, Joe. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourself?
Going all right, Joe. Do you not wee in the shower?
I do, but my mum claims she doesn't.
Your mum reckons she doesn't wee in the shower?
No, so it actually came up in conversation the other day, and she was disgusted when my brother, my dad and I, we all piss in the shower, but she doesn't.
Not together, though, Joe.
That sounds like a fun Saturday.
Well, to be fair, I got a bit of a spray for it, so...
I wouldn't have said that, Joe. Would not have said that. Ladies and gentlemen...
The weekend.
The weekend. Because the show is over. Hobart's hit 100.9. Happy Friday. Please welcome to the show, Eggs Benny. He's in here. G'day, buddy. How are you?
Morning, team. I'm well. Pie Guys Eve. I'm excited.
Well, Pie Guys Eve, yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow we are on the road. We're hitting up the grand final parties, Jim, which is massive. Of course, there is still time. Hit.com.au. Register your party. And we've got some wild cards tomorrow if you want some hot national pies.
Yeah, look, if you want, you could probably even call Eggs Benny. I don't know, you got a lot on? You got a bit on?
Call me. Yeah. Call me. We're counting down the top 99 R&B bangers today. So let me know what you think the number one song is and if you've got a grand final party this weekend.
There you go, the double doozy with Eggs Benny after us, which is awesome.
Well, look, we do want to chat about the 99 best R&B songs, but before we do that, show rating.
Oh, show rating, yeah.
I haven't written anything down, to be honest. Let me have a quick look.
Oh, I've got something.
I'm going to go 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I've also gone 8.
I've gone 9, purely because it's just heaps better than yesterday was.
So right.
Mm. Oh, also, we're off Monday because we're doing Pie Guys tomorrow. So we're back on deck Tuesday, guys. So don't worry, we haven't been flicked. Nothing went wrong in Pie Guys, and they're like, oh, we've got to flick them. No. This is preemptive. We are off Monday.
Benny's looking after you.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, Benny's. So speaking of Benny looking after us, Benny, you just mentioned it. The top one, top 100, top 99.
Not 100, not 98.
No.
Not 97.
Oh, good.
Not even 96.
95.
If we go for much longer, it will be. Yes. 99 R&B bangers.
Building to the number one song. I wonder what it could be.
Look, I hate
actually,
to
no,
do
I'm
this.
Gonna search it. Yeah.
Look, I hate
he's
this.
Gonna scroll ahead.
Yeah, we're gonna scroll ahead. I hate to do this to you, Benny, but
we love ruining things at
the
show.
Yeah, we're going to play the number one song right now.
Yeah. Okay. Is that all right?
That's all right.
No. Why? Jesus Christ. I mean, we're going to get in trouble.
The music department will get a bit angry, but...
Look, okay,
you know.
I don't want to spoil it, but we'll play the number one. We'll play the song. Yeah. Producer Grace, you can tell everyone what the song is.
Okay, here it is. The number one song. We're ruining Eggs Benny's countdown. Here we go.
One.
The Young Divas, this time I know it's for real.
It's number one.
I mean, I'm on board with this.
It's number one, guys. Listen to this bad boy. It.
You didn't think it'd be the Young Divas.
Yep.
But this time,
it's for
I know
real.
It's for real. This is for real.
We're unpredictable.
Look at this. The number one R&B banging song, guys.
Screw the other 98.
Who cares about the countdown? Yeah,
you thought it might have been Beyonce, but no. It's the Young Divas.
Who's in the Young Divas?
Paulini, Kate DeRouge, Jess Mowboy, Ricky Lee, and some other girl named Emily.
Jeez, awesome. You expect well done.
I did not expect
that's really good. Yeah. Great.
And no, see, I think Jess Mowboy and Ricky Lee swapped out. So there was only four at a time, but one of them left, and then I think Jess Mowboy came in. Or Ricky Lee, one or the other.
Jeez, huge amount of knowledge.
I'm really across the Young Divas. I don't know why.
I reckon.
Didn't know that. But look, that is not
the, that's not the number one song. Yep. I don't even think it's in the top 99, is it?
We could maybe slip it in. No, it's not.
That's what about
not
the song?
I've actually got a surprise for you guys from the Fun and Games department.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you guys notice the word that we spelt out for the Alpha Bucks letters this week?
The word?
No. So today was Y.
Today was Y. Yesterday was E.
E.
Was it money?
It was money.
Oh.
Look at that.
Just
very close. He's a producer, mate.
full of knowledge.
You know what? Changing it. You're right. It is a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. And to celebrate, let's get that number one song on, shall we?
Hooroo Hobart.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.